Praise the Lord. Message 124. The title of the message, How God Provides Our Need. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings and chapter 4. And let us read verse 1 to verse 7. A wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. Elisha replied to her, How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a little oil. Elijah said, Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and afterward shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, Bring me another one. But he replied, There is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And we praise you for who you are in our life and how you help us and always beside us, providing all our needs. Lord, we do pray you anoint my lips to preach your word in the way it should be, O God. Let the message be clear. Speak to each and every one of us. Let the message be a help and hope and healing and provision and direction for your people. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How God provide for our needs. From this story, we learn certain things. The first things we learn, never put yourself in debt. This is how God provide our need, by giving us the right advice. You need right advice, the word of God, so that you will not be in trouble and take a wrong step or decision in your life. One of the wrong decisions that people do is when they put themselves in debt. You see, this woman, his husband, was a prophet even, but he did wrong. And we see that the credit or the money that he borrowed, after his death even, his family was in danger, and his children, his sons, and the creditor, they came to take his children as slaves. So never be in debt, because the Bible also say the borrower is a slave to the lender. Anyhow, that had happened now, and this family is in a problem. This widow with two sons is in big trouble, and she wants a provision to solve this problem. She cried out. Elijah was there. She cried out to Elijah, the man of God, and she told him the story. And this is how God will use his church, how God will use his people to help others. we will listen to them, we listen to their story, and then we will give the right advice and the instruction that they need. When Elijah heard the story, he asked the woman, how can I help you? I mean, I am willing, I am there to help you. And we need to be available to help the people. But how we can help the people, and how God will use us, will use His church, will use you to help others and to provide for them. Not that you provide, but God will provide to them, and God going to use you to give the right instruction to the people. Elisha asked, tell me, what do you have in your house? He was asking her, what do you have in your house? So God going to provide for that woman from what she has. And that is how God solve our problem, or how God solve your problem. God solve your problem and our problem through the thing that we have. He will use whatever we have to solve our problem and difficulties. When the woman asked by Elijah, what do you have? Her first answer was, your servant has nothing there at all. Nothing at all. And that's here the problem. She cannot see what she has. When you have a problem, you cannot see what you have. You think that you have nothing. I have nothing at all. But then she remember, except a little oil. Only I have little oil. And that little oil, as we read, was used by God to provide for that woman and to solve her problem and to put her in safety from the creditor who came, who were coming to take her two sons as slaves. So when Elijah hear what she has, he give her the advice, and that's what we need to do. We listen to the people's story, and we will ask them, what is in your hand, what is available in your hand. Then we'll go back to the Word of God, and from the Word of God we'll give an instruction. As Elijah did, he said, go around and ask all your neighbor for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. We tell the people, after listening to their story, the thing that they need to do, and that is the instruction that should come from the Word of God. In verse 4, he told her, then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. We need to assure them, we need to assure the people, and God also wants to assure you that your problem, it can be solved internally with what you have in your hand, inside your house. The solution is just there, pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. The oil here, as we know, is the oil is the sign of the Holy Spirit. Oil is a symbolic thing for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. David say, you anoint my head with oil. When we receive Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The down payment, the deposit, the guarantee, deposit that we have as we receive Christ is the Holy Spirit. And that is what the woman has, except a little oil. The Holy Spirit is God's presence in our life, and that is our provision for today problem. That is our guidance for today question. That is the solution for today troubles. That is the healing for today for today sicknesses. That is the peace that we need to have to face our hardship and trials. Little oil, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life, will lead us to solve our problems. Elijah did not give to the woman anything, no cash, no money, no food. He just gave her the instruction and what she need to do. So she left him afterward, shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. And that is here the importance of the Holy Spirit. The more prayer, we're asking the Lord to lead us and to guide us and to fill us with the Holy Spirit, then solution for our troubles will come forward and through. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She did exactly what Elijah has told her, what Elijah had instructed her. After that, she went and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. So here, when she listened to the advice, she followed the instruction correctly, we found out that her problem was solved. And that is how God will provide and is providing for our daily needs, how God help us and sustain us in our daily troubles and hardship. Some people, they say, I have no one but God. Do you think God is something little? Or God is something weak? No, God is the creator. And here we are, what we have? We have nothing but the Holy Spirit. Peter, when he saw the man who is crippled in the book of Acts, he told him, silver and gold I don't have. Peter told him, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. We have only the Holy Spirit in our life. We have only the Holy Spirit now that can help you. God will provide for you from what you have. The Holy Spirit is God. God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Spirit will do the miracle for you and you will be relieved from your troubles. We have faith. As Elijah has faith in God that God will solve the problem of this widow. Get faith also and trust God that He will help you to solve your problem from what you have, not of what you don't have. We will read another story and we will learn how God will provide for us. Some people, when they come to advice or they come to church or some, they want to join certain ministries, they are thinking that the church or the ministry that they will join, they will give them some money or cash or privileges, material things. But these things will never help. The true help is the right instruction. And when you obey, then God's blessing will flow in your life. We will read another story about how God provides for our need from what we have, but we need to obey the instructions that come from God's word through God's servant. In book of John chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 11. Let's read. And we know, all of us, this story, the miracle of changing water to wine. Jesus changed water to wine at the wedding at Cana. Let's read John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tested the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now." This is the first of his miracles Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Now here, there is another problem. People, they are having a wedding banquet, and they had invited people, and there no more wine. Now this message, this scripture, it is not that we are telling wine is allowed. No, wine, according to the word of God, is not allowed to drink because it affects your mind, and when you drink little even, your mind will be affected, and your decision making will be also affected, and you will be doing wrong decision and wrong step. You may ask then why Jesus changed the water into the wine. What we can answer you here is that if you can change the water and make the water wine, then you can drink. The water Jesus changed into wine. The wine they were drinking before to give them joy. But what are the things that give us joy? Is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit give us joy and give us also peace in our heart and life. So that nowadays we don't drink wine. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make us happy. And here again, Jesus and God provide for the people. How God provide for us, and how God solve our problem. Mary, when she heard that there was no wine, she came and tell Jesus, "They have no more wine." She prayed, and that's what we need to do. We pray to God, "Lord, these people, they have certain problems, they need certain things." Jesus told Mary, "Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come," because Christ had not yet started Yeah, doing miracle in his ministry. That was the first miracle. What Mary give advice to the people? She prayed to the Lord. What is her advice? His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. And that is here how God provide our needs. We need to do and obey whatever he tells us. And what Jesus used here to solve their problem? He used the water. There was also jars there. The big jars they use it for ceremonial washing. He spoke to the servants, fill the jars with water. Very simple. Water available everywhere. And jars are there. Jars are there. He told them, fill the jars with water. And then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. And we know the problem is solved. Jesus used simple things to help the people to solve their problem. What is our role as a church? What Mary did? Mary, she is one of the disciples. She say to the servants, do what he asked you to do. Very simple things. Do whatever he tells you. Listen to the instruction of the Lord. And that is how the problem of the people, it can be solved. It can be solved when they obey the word of God. What Jesus used here, he used the water. The water is another symbolic thing about the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life, how the Holy Spirit can solve our problem and give us victories and assurance. In John chapter 7, verse 37-39, speaking about the water and the Holy Spirit, on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Stream of living water. By this, he means the Spirit whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified. The water that Jesus used to change into wine is the Holy Spirit that we need to solve our problem. The Holy Spirit can give us joy and peace. I was discussing this message with one of the brethren, and we are speaking about he is not satisfied with his job, and after spoke this message, he realized that he need God's presence in his life. He need the Holy Spirit. He told me, if the Holy Spirit will give me peace, then I can continue my job and I am still happy and not upset. So the Holy Spirit can give us joy and peace and enable us to overcome and pass through hardship and trials. Our rules as a church, we pray for the people. As Mary intercede, she told Jesus about their problem. And also we give them instruction as Mary did and Elisha did. What they need to do. What the instruction of Mary? Do whatever he tells you. And the third things, we need to have faith. Elisha and Mary had faith that God can do miracle and help the people. Because even when the Lord told Mary that my time has not yet come, and why do you involved me, woman, she was not discouraged, but she has faith that the Lord will move and do certain things. So she told the servant, do whatever he tells you. She has faith that God will help. God will solve the problem. God will do the miracle and relieve his people. The same for us as a church. We have faith. And as we advise the people, we have the confidence that the Lord will work and will help and sustain his people and solve their problem. We will read Acts chapter 5 and verse 32 about the Holy Spirit. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. See here in the two miracles, the oil God used to solve the problem, and the water in the wedding at Cana God used to solve the problem. They are both symbolic things, denoting the presence of the Holy Spirit. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, to those who listen to the instruction and obey, their problems will be solved. Let's pray and thank the Lord for his provision. If you have a problem, seek advice. Come approach us and we'll give you the advice, and then we instruct you from God's word. We pray with faith in God, and as you obey, God will relieve you from your troubles. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. Let the message be used for your glory. Let it reach those people who are in need to listen to this message, and help everyone. Help us as a church. Help us as workers to apply the message in our life, and let me, Lord, relief and deliverance and solution and a provision for people life. Lord, take this message with the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are in need and waiting to hear your word and voice to them. We thank you and we praise you. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.